Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Stephen King back on the show. Steve is become a great member of our brain trust over the last 5 or 6 years. He's the president and CEO of GrowthForce. That's a company that provides outsourced bookkeeping and accounting and controller services for businesses, nonprofits. They use QuickBooks and NetSuite as their platforms, and he's the author of a number of books, including The CEO Guide to Improving Cash Flow, The CEO Guide to Reducing Fraud. You see the CEO Guide to Keeping Score. You see the trend there, folks. It's all about the CEO. It's all about, you know, this thing I've been trying to get you to understand for all these years now. You've got to run your business at least part of your time in any given day, week, or month has got to be in the CEO role. And one of those is the long-term financial health of your company. And Stephen helps with that, and we're going to talk about that. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things that I think people get confused about, some, especially a lot of entrepreneurs, nobody wants to be an accountant. Most entrepreneurs don't want to be an accountant. And sometimes I think that fogs their decision-making about financial reports. They think that in order to deal with financial reports, they got to have an accounting degree, and that nothing could be further from the truth, right?
Right. You just need to have the information at your fingertips. You need to know the time. You don't need to know how to make the watch.
That's well said. And just because you don't know HTML doesn't mean you don't have a website, right? You hire somebody to do that so they can provide you with the proper interface, you and your customers with the interface to do business with you. Well, that's what a financial report, a management report is. It's an interface, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. It's going to help you make data-driven decisions.
So talk to us about the way you recommend that we create and use financial reports and management reports. What's the difference, by the way?
Well, first, financial reports, you know, I'm a CPA, been a CPA for 35 years, and our whole industry has been designed to look backwards. Historians, rear view mirror instead of a dashboard. And the reason is because the role of the public accountant is to make sure that the financial statements are designed so that the public can have confidence that they're fairly stated. And they serve an important compliance role to make sure the bank is happy, the IRS is happy, the investors are happy. Management accounting is about making sure that the managers who are making decisions to drive profits and improve cash flow have the data at their fingers to make those reports. And there's a big difference. Financial statements are designed for compliance. Management reports are designed for decisions. They're actionable.
Mm-hmm. So a compliance and action. That's exactly right. And of course, when I think of them, I actually kind of think of them all the same way, because if I'm looking at a P&L, I'm looking at a balance sheet, that's a management. I'm getting management information. It's just jumping off the page at me. What do you think?
Well, I think the summary level P&Ls and balance sheets are critical for management to have their fingers on. I wouldn't suggest that you don't need to look at that. But what you need to do is you need to work backwards from the decisions you're trying to make, figure out what are the drivers of those decisions, and then you want to have reports that give you that data. So, for example, you know, the most important decision is where do you spend your time?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be able to look at a macro level to see, do I have a top-line issue? I've got to invest in sales and marketing. Do I have a above-the-line issue, meaning my cost of goods sold are causing my gross profit percentage to not be on target? Or do I have a bottom line issue? Is my overhead out of whack? And my bottom line, my net income, is not on track?
So a management report would take the financials, the like a P&L, would take the financials and give you a more detailed explanation of your gross profit, the number and the percentage, to help you understand where you're, you know, which customers are not helping you, letting you make money, which are, which practices are leaking. Were you buying, you're paying too much for something here or there, you're paying too much freight. It would break it down like that for you. Is that what you're saying? That would be a management report.
Yeah, management accounting is about unit economics, right? Exactly as you just described, Jim.
Yeah.
It's understanding what is the profit you make on the stuff that you do.
Which gets us to pricing, and this is a really important topic that I want you to spend some time on when we come back after the break, folks. I'm convinced that one of the reasons why companies fail is they don't know how to price their products to serve the companies, what the company is trying to do. We'll do that after the break with Stephen King. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.